Welcome to another deep dive. I'm really excited about this one. We're going to be talking about UFOs. You gave me a bunch of readings to do on this topic, and one of them is a whole book called UFOs in Earth's Atmosphere. Could they be more than just flying
I
objects?
mean, that title alone is enough to pique anyone's interest.
Right.
Could they be more than just flying objects?
Yeah. And it's a really cool book. It kind of starts off by talking about how there have been sightings of strange things in the sky, like forever,
Oh yeah, for a very long
like
time.
way before we had airplanes and drones and whatever. And it talks about, sightings of fiery chariots and Hindu texts and mysterious shields in ancient Rome and things like that.
It's so fascinating to think that people have been seeing these unexplained things in the sky for centuries. You know, long before modern technology could even explain it away as like, oh, it's just a plane or a drone or something.
Right. And it also talks about how those sightings really seem to ramp up in the 20th century, particularly after events like Roswell,
Of course, Rigwell.
which kind of, brought the whole UFO thing into the public consciousness in a big way.
It did. And speaking of Roswell, the book also suggests that some of the more recent UFO sightings, I'm talking about the ones reported by both military personnel and civilians, hint at technology that is way beyond anything that we currently understand.
Right. So we're kind of already getting into some pretty crazy stuff here, but the book actually starts off in a pretty grounded way.
How
It
about that?
talks about, the more common scientific explanations for UFO sightings,
Right, like what kind of
like
explanation?
atmospheric anomalies, weather balloons, misidentified aircraft.
Right, the usual
Yeah,
suspects.
exactly. But then it kind of goes like, but what
What if
if?
it's something more?
What if it's something more? And that's where it starts to explore things like, breakthrough technologies that maybe the public doesn't know about.
Right, secret government projects.
Secret government projects,
Yeah,
exactly.
that's always a popular theory.
And even, the possibility of extraterrestrial life and alien spacecraft.
Which is, I think, why a lot of people are so fascinated by UFOs in the first place.
Right.
The idea that we might not be alone in the universe.
Absolutely.
It's a pretty mind-blowing concept.
Yeah, and the book talks about how we're learning more and more about the vastness of the universe and all the different planets and star systems out there. And it really makes you think, the odds of us being the only intelligent life out there.
They seem pretty slim.
Yeah, seem pretty slim. And then it gets into this whole thing about government cover-ups.
Ooh, the conspiracy theories.
Yeah, like, is there a big conspiracy to hide the truth about UFOs from the public?
Yeah, I mean, why else would they keep all this stuff top secret?
Right. And it specifically talks about Project Blue Book, which was
Oh
this
yeah, I remember reading about that.
U.S. Air Force project back in the, mid-20th century, where they were actually trying to investigate UFO sightings and figure out what was going on.
And what did they find?
Well, they claim to have explained away most of the sightings, but there were still some cases that they just couldn't explain.
Of course, there always are.
Yeah. And those are the ones that really fuel the conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah. And those are the ones that I find the most interesting.
Me too. And then there are these recently declassified Pentagon videos that the book
Oh,
mentions.
yeah, the ones that everyone was talking about a few years ago.
Right. They show these unidentified objects doing things that, like, seem to defy physics.
Right, like moving at impossible speeds and making sudden turns and just generally behaving in ways that our current understanding of aerodynamics can't explain.
Right. And the book kind of brings up this question of, why were these videos kept secret for so long?
Yeah, I mean, if it's nothing to worry about, why not just release them to the public right away?
Exactly.
Right?
And it explores different theories about why the government might be so secretive about UFOs.
Like, what kind of theories?
Like maybe they're worried about causing mass panic?
Yeah, that's a classic one.
Or maybe they're trying to protect national security.
Maybe they've recovered some advanced technology from a crashed UFO, and they don't want other countries to get their hands on it.
Yeah, or maybe they've made contact with an extraterrestrial civilization.
And they're keeping it under wraps.
Right, and they're not ready to share that with the world.
Who knows? Maybe it's a combination of all those things.
Maybe. So we've got some pretty intriguing possibilities here.
Absolutely. It's like we're just scratching the surface of a very deep and mysterious rabbit hole.
Yeah, and that's what makes this deep dive so fascinating.
I can't wait to see where it takes us next. It really is a rabbit hole, isn't it? Full of twists and turns.
Yeah, and the book doesn't shy away from any of them. In fact, it kind of embraces the weirdness, It explores some theories that at first glance might sound like they belong in a science fiction movie.
Oh, yeah. Like what? Give me an example.
How about the idea of other dimensions, like parallel universes?
Ooh, that's a classic. Have you ever thought about that? Like, what if there are other versions of ourselves out there living completely different lives?
It's one of those things that I can't really wrap my head around.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling. And the book actually delves into this concept. It explores the idea that some UFOs could be glimpses into those other dimensions, or even visitors from them.
So, like interdimensional travelers.
Exactly. It's called the interdimensional hypothesis.
Okay, I'm trying to picture this. How could something from another dimension even enter our reality? It doesn't make sense.
Well, think of it like this. Imagine a flat sheet of paper that represents our three-dimensional world. Now picture a sphere passing through that sheet.
Okay.
The beings living on the paper, that sphere would appear as a series of circles, changing size and shape as it passes through.
I see. So we might only be seeing a fraction of these interdimensional objects, like a cross section.
Exactly. And that could explain why UFOs often appear and disappear so suddenly, or why they seem to defy our laws of physics. They might be operating under a different set of rules, governed by the physics of their own dimension.
So it's like they're phasing in and out of our reality.
Something like that. And that's where things get even weirder, because the book goes on to connect these interdimensional ideas to the realm of consciousness.
Consciousness. Wait, are we talking about like psychic powers and stuff now?
Not exactly, although the book does touch on those concepts, but it's more about the idea of collective consciousness, like a shared network of thoughts and emotions that connects all living things.
Okay, I'm following. But how does that relate to UFOs?
Well, some researchers believe that UFOs might not be physical objects at all, but rather manifestations of this collective consciousness, like projections of our hopes, fears, or even our subconscious
So
desires.
you're saying that UFOs are like figments of our collective imagination?
It's one possibility, and it's a pretty trippy one. It challenges us to consider the role of consciousness in shaping our reality, and the possibility that what we perceive as external phenomena might actually be rooted in our own minds.
Okay, my brain is officially fried. We've gone from interdimensional beings to projections of consciousness. Is there anything else that this book throws at us?
Oh, yeah, there's more. How about time travel?
Time travel, now that's a whole other can of worms.
Right. It's one of those concepts that has always fascinated people. But it seems so paradoxical.
Yeah, like if time travel were possible, wouldn't we already be overrun by tourists from the future?
Exactly. And what about all those classic time travel paradoxes, like going back in time and accidentally killing your own grandfather?
It makes my head spin just thinking about it.
But the book actually delves into some theories about how time travel might be possible without creating those paradoxes. For instance, imagine a universe with multiple timelines, branching off with every decision we make.
So you're saying there could be an infinite number of parallel universes, each representing a different set of choices and outcomes?
Precisely. And in that scenario, time travel might involve jumping between those timelines, visiting alternate versions of the past or future without affecting our own.
So it's like those choose your own adventure books, but on a cosmic scale.
Exactly. And according to the book, some researchers believe that UFOs could be time travelers from either the future or the past, perhaps from alternate timelines where technology has advanced far beyond our comprehension.
Okay, so now we've got interdimensional beings, projections of consciousness, and time travelers. It's like the book is opening up a whole multiverse of possibilities.
And that's what makes it so intriguing. It challenges us to expand our thinking and consider ideas that might seem far-fetched at first. But who knows? Maybe they're not as crazy as they sound.
Yeah, maybe the truth is stranger than fiction. But, you know, the book doesn't just dwell on these abstract concepts. It also gets into some pretty concrete evidence that suggests something extraordinary might be happening.
Right, like what?
Well, there's a whole chapter on recovered UFOs. The idea that governments around the world might have actual physical evidence of extraterrestrial technology.
Ooh, yeah. That's a popular one. Especially the Roswell incident, you know, where people claim that the U.S. government recovered a crashed UFO and has been studying its technology ever since.
Roswell is like the holy grail of UFO lore, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
And the book does a good job of presenting both sides of the story. The official government explanation, which is that it was just a weather balloon, and the accounts from eyewitnesses and researchers who claim that it was something much more
But it
significant.
leaves it up to the reader to decide what they believe.
Exactly. But even if we put Roswell aside, there are other intriguing cases that suggest the possibility of recovered UFOs and reverse-engineered technology.
And what are the implications of that?
Well, think about it. If even a fraction of these claims are true, It would mean that we've been exposed to technology that's far beyond our current understanding. Technology that could revolutionize everything from energy production to space travel.
It's like we're talking about a potential technological leap forward, inspired by knowledge gleaned from another civilization.
Exactly. And the book even explores the possibility of direct collaboration with extraterrestrial intelligence.
Which is both exciting and a little terrifying.
I know, right? Imagine what we could learn from a civilization that's perhaps thousands or even millions of years ahead of us. They might have solutions to problems that we've been struggling with for centuries.
But it also raises some big questions. Like, are we ready for that kind of contact? And how do we ensure that it benefits humanity and doesn't lead to conflict or exploitation?
Those are important questions. And the book doesn't shy away from them. It urges us to proceed with caution, to not rush into contact without careful consideration of the potential consequences.
So it's about balancing our excitement with a healthy dose of realism.
Exactly. We need to be prepared for the unexpected, while still holding on to that sense of wonder and hope that has driven our exploration of the universe for so long.
I think that's a good approach. And it brings us back to the central theme of this deep dive. The quest to understand UFOs is ultimately a quest to understand ourselves, our place in the cosmos, and the infinite possibilities that lie beyond our current comprehension.
It's a journey that challenges us to expand our thinking, embrace the unknown, and approach the universe with a sense of awe and humility.
And, you know, amidst all this speculation and theorizing, we can't forget the profound impact that UFOs have had on our culture.
Oh, yeah, for sure. UFOs have permeated popular culture.
Yeah.
Movies, books, music, art, everywhere you look.
It's like they've become a symbol of the unknown, the mysterious, the possibility of something beyond our grasp.
And that's what makes them so compelling.
Yeah.
They represent the frontier of our knowledge, the edge of what we understand about the universe and our place within it.
It's like they're a mirror reflecting our own curiosity, our desire to explore, and our longing to connect with something greater than ourselves.
And in that sense, whether UFOs turn out to be extraterrestrial spacecraft, interdimensional beings, time travelers, or something else entirely, the quest to understand them is a quest to understand ourselves and the nature of reality itself.
It's like we've gone through this whole catalog of what-ifs, and it's incredible to think about the range of possibilities. But, you know, amidst all the speculation, there's a question that keeps coming back to me.
What's that?
What if it's all true? Like, what if we're actually on the verge of confirming that we're not alone in the universe, that some of these UFOs are really evidence of extraterrestrial intelligence? How do we even begin to prepare for something that monumental?
That is the big question, isn't it? And it's something that the book actually addresses. It suggests that preparing for contact, whether it's with, you know, physical beings or conscious entities, requires a multifaceted approach.
So it's not just about building bigger telescopes and faster spaceships.
No, it goes way beyond that. We need to prepare on a societal level, on a cultural level, yeah, even on a spiritual level.
Okay, so what do you mean by that? What kind of steps does the book recommend?
Well, one of the key things it emphasizes is fostering a global dialogue about the implications of extraterrestrial contact. We need to move past, you know, national interests and start thinking as a species, as citizens of Earth.
So it's about coming together as a global community, recognizing that contact with another intelligent species would affect us all.
Exactly. And that involves establishing clear protocols for communication and interaction. You know, imagine we receive a message from an extraterrestrial civilization. How do we respond? Who speaks for humanity? These are all questions that need to be addressed beforehand.
It's like we need a cosmic rule book, a guide for navigating this uncharted territory.
Yeah, basically. And it's not just about the logistics and the diplomacy. We also need to prepare ourselves psychologically and philosophically.
What do you mean?
Well, contact with an advanced extraterrestrial civilization could really shake up our fundamental beliefs, you know, about our place in the universe, the nature of reality, even the meaning of life. Imagine the impact on our religions, our governments, our very sense of identity.
It's like we're talking about a paradigm shift, a complete transformation in human consciousness.
Exactly. And that transformation could be incredibly liberating or incredibly destabilizing, depending on how we approach it. The book encourages us to cultivate a sense of humility, you know, recognizing that we might not have all the answers, that we might learn as much from another civilization as they learn from us.
So it's about approaching contact with a sense of wonder and curiosity and a willingness to expand our horizons.
Absolutely. It's about embracing the unknown and recognizing that this could be the most significant event in human history, an event that could completely reshape our destiny as a species.
It's both exciting and a little scary, isn't it?
It is. But amidst all this anticipation, the book doesn't sugarcoat things. It acknowledges that there are potential risks involved as well.
Right. Like, what if contact doesn't go as smoothly as we hope? What if the other civilization has intentions that aren't so benevolent?
That's a possibility we have to consider. And that's why the book stresses the importance of proceeding with caution. You know, not rushing into contact without carefully thinking about the potential consequences. It suggests that we need to develop safeguards, both technological and ethical, to protect ourselves.
So it's about balancing our excitement with a healthy dose of realism, recognizing that not all extraterrestrial civilizations might be as friendly as we'd like them to be.
Right. It's about being prepared for the unexpected, while still holding on to that sense of hope and wonder that has driven our exploration of the universe for so long.
I like that. And it brings us back to the core of what we've been talking about in this deep dive. You know, the quest to understand UFOs is really a quest to understand ourselves and our place in the universe.
It's a journey of discovery, one that pushes us to think outside the box, embrace the unknown, and approach the cosmos with a sense of awe and humility.
And who knows? Maybe someday the truth about UFOs will be revealed and we'll finally have the answers we've been searching for.
Maybe. But until then, let's keep our minds open, our imaginations active, and our eyes on the skies. Because the universe is full of surprises. And as they say, the truth is out there.
Well said. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive. It's been a fascinating journey. And for all of you listening out there, keep exploring.